Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international, and oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number two, and we're going to go to the phones. I'm in dipper number one. I've been calling it the ballot whack-a-mole because there's a lot of reason to believe that, you know, things aren't set in stone. The Dems are talking about their delegate. I think I said electors earlier. Their delegates, you know, confirming or certifying their candidate by Zoom call of all things. It's like uncharted waters everywhere we turn. And yet, the various secretaries of state, to include our own Secretary of State Wes Allen, they are the chief election officers of their state, and they've got to get this stuff right so we can go to the polls and vote. Well, if it's a moving target, what do you do? Well, let's go ahead and go straight to the horse's mouth. So Secretary of State Wes Allen is a former member of the Alabama House of Representatives. He's also served as a probate judge, which means he's been the chief election officer in a county, and now he is for the entire state. Mr. Secretary, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Senator. Thanks for having me on Right Side Radio. I love it. He says, hard to go wrong when you're on Right Side. I like it.
You sound like you need a Right Side Ruffian t-shirt. We may have to work that out.
I need one of those. That'd be good.
Oh, well, all right. We'll work that out.
I hear you.
Hey, listen, let me just get right on in there. So we've got a, you know, like a bit of a moving target. Alabama, we fixed our situation. Ohio's trying to fix our situation. Uh-huh. Democrats are rejecting the notion in Ohio. Talk to me about that first.
Okay. Yeah, my counterpart, Frank LaRose in Ohio, strong conservative secretary up there and good friend. And, they didn't get it passed as far as extending the deadline out like we did here in Alabama. So I think the governor has called a special session, and I think – from what I understand, I saw a headline about the Democratic National Convention is going to call a special meeting to go ahead and nominate the president, President Biden. So, you know, I don't know if they're going to go ahead and have the special anyway, but I think they're wanting to not only move to extend the deadline, I think they're wanting to put something else in that bill as well to prohibit foreign contributions to some ballot initiatives. Stuff or something is what I saw, but we'll see how that comes out. You know, I'm paying attention to it just like y'all are.
Well, it's kind of nuts. I mean, we really are in uncharted waters with some of this. And it almost, I mean, the Democrats almost feel like they're still in COVID mode if they're going to call for a massive Zoom call of their delegates and try to certify ahead of time. When have we ever seen this before, like in the history of ever?
I think you're right. I don't know that we've ever seen it in the history of ever, but I think, you know, if I'm not mistaken, there was 1972, the Democratic vice presidential candidate had to resign or come off the ticket, and they had to replace him. So there has been some type of precedent before, but I don't think kind of what you and I are, you know, discussing here today. So, yeah, it's definitely uncharted territory.
Well, so let me ask you this. You guys, your office and the office of every Secretary of State, whether they're Republican or Democrat, has to have the ballots printed. And the ballots change. I mean, every county may have a different ballot based upon local elections that could enter the ballot or, you know, congressional elections or whatever. So you got to get them right, obviously. And yet there's a possibility here. There's speculation that Biden, because of his age and infirmities, could wind up, you know, being removed or drop out or not make it all the way through. And then Trump's got his legal issues. What happens if we are like inside the window of time when you had the cutoff by state law and now the nominee changes? What do you do?
So if the day is passed, which is the, you know, August 23rd deadline, that was, you know, that's our deadline. And, of course, the legislature extended that so the Democrats could nominate. And but if that happens and, you know, we've certified to the printer, our vendor who prints all of our ballots for, you know, statewide elections. If we've done that, you know, I don't know much recourse, Senator, that we would have to to go to reprint. I mean, we just don't have anything under state law that says, hey, stop the presses. We got to do this over again. That just doesn't give us the ability to do that. So,
wow.
A lot of unknowns there. And, there's a lot of different variables about, you know, what happens when the vacancy occurs. And so hopefully that will not happen.
Well, I mean, yeah, hopefully not. Let me ask you. I mean, I would assume that you guys, like I know, for instance, that Steve Marshall, Attorney General Steve Marshall, he's the head of the Republican Attorneys General Association. I'm assuming you guys have a Republican Association for Secretaries of State, too. Am I right?
We do. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Does somebody convene like a massive Zoom call and say, fellas, get on. We got to figure out what to do here. I mean, what do y'all put your heads together and work this thing through?
Yes. I'm sure that would take place. We had the National Association, then we also have the different party affiliations, you know, one for the Democrats, one for the Republicans. So I'm sure that there would be a lot of different phone calls being made, a lot of different Zoom meetings going on, trying to figure out exactly how to solve the problem. But that just so much unknowns if that were to play out. And like you said, uncharted territory, we'll just have to take it as it comes.
Well, I mean, you signed up for it, obviously, and yeah. At the county level, I'm sure you saw some weird stuff happen because all politics is local, and local politics gets weird sometimes. And I know you probably saw some recounts and some challenges and things at the local level at some point. But you're literally sitting in the seat right now at a time when it could get weirder than we have ever seen.
I know. And you're exactly right. I was a probate judge back in 2010 when you remember Tim James and Robert Bentley had the recount. You remember all that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Of course, I think that's when you first got elected, too.
It was.
To the state Senate. So, yeah, we oversaw that. We saw right when I went in as a probate judge, we saw a circuit court overturn a county commission race. Over some fraud that had happened, and so we saw that. I mean, we've been tested and tried, and we've got some good legal counsel here in this office, and there's great legal counsel in the other offices, secretaries' offices around the country. And I'm sure if some unforeseen reason, if Trump or Biden were not, something happened after the fact, the deadline after the ballots have printed. It's going to be a lot of different scenarios to work through, and I'm sure the courts would be involved, and we'll just have to see what would happen there.
Well, all right, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you before we go, election integrity. Alabama, sure. I think we're wired pretty tight. Is there anything that you feel like still needs to be done in future legislative sessions to try and tighten up Alabama for any more?
So, yeah, we had a great session. We've talked about the ballot harvesting bill that we got passed, SB1. We talked, I don't know if we talked since ranked choice got passed, prohibition on ranked choice voting, which was a huge win for Alabama, where we don't have that confusing mechanism of counting votes because it's just a train wreck wherever it happens. Use it in New York City. They use it in other municipalities around the country. So we don't need that anywhere close to what we do here in Alabama. I think that as we make our way along and consider the 24 election cycle coming up, and I think the way we do it in Alabama, paper ballots, our tabulators are not connected to the internet. There's no modem inside those tabulators. We still have a photo identification. We've got to stick by photo identification. That's imperative. It's common sense. Yeah. People, support that idea, make sure that people have confidence in what we do here in the state of Alabama. One of the things that I brought attention to is these third-party liberal groups outside the state of Alabama that are dropping these pre-filled voter registration forms in on the state. And we're seeing it from the Voter Participation Center, the Center for Voter Information, are two groups in particular that are targeting Democratic coalitions. They say they're nonpartisan, but they're only targeting folks that vote that would vote a certain way. And I have said, please don't drop them in Alabama. They create confusion because we get phone calls. We get notes when they mail them back to us. It looks like it comes from us. It does not come from us. And it just creates confusion. And so I think that's probably something we need to look at next year, is these pre-filled voter registration forms, because it is confusing.
I can see that. Absolutely. All right. Hey, listen, before I let you go, I hadn't planned on asking this, but it just occurred to me. I saw where Congressman Jerry Carl said he believes that the recent Supreme Court ruling could indicate that we might wind up redrawing the congressional lines in Alabama again. Do you have any thoughts on that?
I tell you what, I saw that coming out of South Carolina, and we're supposed to be having a meeting very soon about what the South Carolina decision means for our case. And Senator, you know, I'm the main defendant in that, so I probably don't need to go too far. But I will say that very confident in the team, Steve Marshall and his folks, Constitutional Defense, and what they're doing. And it's we'll just have to wait and see what happens with all of that. And I don't want to be the person that fault for saying something that I shouldn't say. So, it goes to trial next year. We'll get a full record. We'll get full testimony. We'll get full evidence finally in this case, and see where it goes from there.
Well, as an attorney who's had clients that said too much, I can tell you did good. So thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Well, you did your job. You did that, and believe me, Senator, I want to say more than I, probably need to, but I just I need to don't say too much.
No worries. We can stop there. Sir. That was a last minute off the cuff fly question. So, all right, Mr. Secretary, more to come, and if we see changes happening, we'll reach out to you. But we appreciate your time today.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it. Thank you, Senator.
All right. Take care now.
All right. Bye-bye.
That's Alabama's Secretary of State Wes Allen, who's I'll be honest with you, I got no complaints. That man has been doing the job, and. Alabama, if you're not familiar, has some of the tightest election laws, and I'm real proud to have been a part of getting some of them put in place, like voter ID. So when you hear people complaining about, you can't do that, Georgia, you can't pass those laws, we already did it in Alabama, and guess what? Ain't nobody been disenfranchised yet. In fact, it has worked like spot on perfect. People go to the polls, they show their ID. If they don't have an ID, we actually drive out to them and set up mobile IDs. And then, oh, by the way, the voter integrity is pretty solid. The voting machines aren't questioned, and the results are in that night. How good is that? Have an actual voting day in Alabama. All right, we're taking a break. We'll take that break and come right back, and I'll get a few text messages and wrap this one up. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.